As they race up towards the line,
Russell's going along like a winner.
With a photo finish between second and third.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Smart B Racing Update. I'm your host, Lewis, and here with my co-host, Bryce. A big welcome to you, Bryce.
Yeah, g'day, mate. Thanks for having me. And yeah, again, stacks of races this weekend to pick from. And we've also just had the sports, a couple of round ones kick off as well. So good luck, everyone that was in the tipping comps. I hope you went well.
100%. Relatively short show this week, I think, because it looks a pretty tough weekend from my perspective, but I think we've still found a couple. It's, of course, All-Star Mile Day at Caulfield and Coolmore Day at Rose Hill. But I wanted to start with a couple at Pakenham on Friday night, actually, which is the new date for the Pakenham Cup. There's a horse in race four called Thoughtful Woman, trained by Robbie Lang, who's been getting back and smashing the line. I may or may not have been on when she was awfully unlucky in the sports bet series final or whatever they call it last start at 20-1. Getting a little deep in her prep now, but she finds a great setup here in an easier race with Williams going on, and I was happy enough to be with her. You haven't had a look at that race, have you, Bryce?
Yeah, I was just doing the write-up then for it. You're right, and that's the kind of form you want to follow with these Pakenham races, the heat series. So I did see that you're on that at 20s. Hopefully you can get the money, mate.
Yeah, we're just talking off air actually about a bit of an unlucky run the last few weeks with some second and thirds and bad beats. But just keep backing up the truck and hopefully the luck turns. Feature on tomorrow night is the Pakenham Cup. I can sort of see why Dunkel is fave here. But I'm keen to back Ashran. It's a quality animal. Of course, it ran fourth in last year's Melbourne Cup, and I just thought its run first up against the bias was really, really good. Fitter for that out and trip, get Zara here. And at 360, I was happy enough to be on to beat the favourite. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's probably a quinella for me, mate, because you've got Dunkel, who's just a dead set winner. I've been on it a few times and got time for it. But Ashran, as you said, absolute class, huge run in the Melbourne Cup, was making ground off Dunkel. So it's definitely a race in two, mate. I think they're going to be fighting at the finish. I'm pretty keen to see how that goes in the last couple of 100 metres.
100%. All-Star Mile Day, of course, at Caulfield, not tomorrow, we're recording earlier this week, on Saturday. I thought maybe first off, Bryce, you might get your thoughts on this year's field, and obviously they've made a few changes around the condition of entry and that sort of thing. Did you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I've seen a fair few people saying it's sort of lacking the quality. It's a bit of a tricky one because no one was happy with the votes, and now no one's really happy with the field. So I'm not too sure what they do from here. I know that it's still going to be a pretty good contest with a couple of these being fighting it out the last couple of months. Maybe it's just not the right time of year for it. I'm not too sure. What do you think, mate?
I'm similar to you again, mate, to be honest with it. I think, you know, over the last few years, it's turned out to be, you know, sort of pretty good race. Had good, really good horses like On Thunderstruck and Brightside, of course, and Alligator Blood. So yeah, it's a bit of a down year this year, but it happens, and back him in to get it right. How about the race itself? Obviously, Mr. Brightside's dominating betting early, $1.75. It's won both starts this prep, and by all reports, have sort of left a bit in the tank, ready to peak here, third up, and then onto. I think there's talk of maybe running the Australian Cup next week, and then races like the Doncaster in Sydney. Pride of Jenny on the next line of betting. She was a really, really good run there first up, I thought. Rode a red hot speed and stuck on really well. Is 5 weeks or thereabouts between runs there, but has been back to the jump outs, and Kieran Myers, no problems getting him fit. So I'm not overly concerned about that. Then you're out to Ayrton, who was unlucky last start, and Cascadian, who ran really well in this race last year before winning the Australian Cup. You with the favourite here?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to go against him, mate. I mean, we're speaking of winners before, and his record 16 from 31 now, and he's 5 from 6 on the track. And this is just his pet trip and his pet track. So it's really hard to go against him. But again, it's up to an inch perfect ride by Willow, who seems to get it right all the time on him. And Pride of Jenny will be lengths in front, giving them something to catch. Ayrton is getting hard to catch, but is good enough. And then I think that's probably the race. What do you think, mate?
Tend to agree again with you, mate. Right side has to be odds on. Whether I want to back him at $1.75, potentially not. Pride of Jenny looks the obvious danger. Yeah, I've got nothing really much more to add there, to be honest. And you're spot on about Craig Williams. He just finds a way to put this horse in the right spot every single time, and I'm sure he'll work it out there on Saturday. Let's head up to Rose Hill and start with race 6, where Airman is the current favourite, resuming with J-Mac in the saddle. Red Card, winner first up. It's like it's been a bit of money for it early. And then out to Omni Man with Tim Clark and Gay Waterhouse, always a strong combination. Who do you like here?
Yeah, mate, I jumped on at $26. It's in the 16. And I honestly reckon this is an absolute, if it runs up to its last start run, it is a dead set mile at 16s. I don't know how the market's missed it. The reason why I think maybe they've missed it is because it ran a big career peak, but Rich Fortune cross the line with the Cylinder last start, and it's $16 in this, and it drops a couple of kegs. How is that 16s? I don't know, mate. I mean, it's if you look at the race, it was held up for quite a while. It got a burst and hit the line, and it beat our Cylinder by a head, and out of that comes Imperatriz, Private Eye. I mean, it's beaten 2.4 lengths by Imperatriz. I know it was $151. And I know that was a career peak, but if that runs up to that run again, then it beats this lot easily. It drops 3.5 kegs. And then even still, I don't think I'm overly shocked by that effort, because you go back 2 starts ago, it was 4th behind Ray Manerio and Twin Perfection. Both of those have won 2 races since, and it was unlucky that day. So its last 2 runs have been superb. And then 3 runs back, it was 3rd behind Katsu and Naheem Sahail. So I think this horse is absolutely airborne. I mean, it's versing Airman, Red Card, and Omni Man, and it's coming off a 2.5 length loss to Imperatriz. So, yeah, I've seen it. It's 26 into 16s with a few scratchings, mate. But I dead set reckon if it runs up to its last start win, it could win this in by a length or two.
Love it, mate. That is a serious push for a roughy there, Rich Fortune. I can definitely see the case if you say that run 2 back at Geelong form. Hot form race, and then I start coming out of the weight for age group 1 form, and it's dropping in weight. Makes a whole lot of sense to me. I think race 7 was the next one you wanted to have a look at. It's the Farlap Stakes. They're over 1500 meters. Macarena favorite, Timmy Clark in the saddle, and then there's Salt Coats and Les Vampires on the next line of betting. Over to you, Bryce.
Yeah, I think you mentioned Zardozi a couple of weeks back and gave it a bit of a shout. And I'm sticking with it because we all went wow at the end of last prep for a couple of wins. And I've got a bit of time for Zardozi. It's a very talented horse. I just thought it was wide and never really in it first up. But it doesn't need to find that many lengths to be beating Macarena here, who was also really good. And I just think Strip's fitter. It's up a little bit. I just in the race a bit earlier, I think, just get its head in the race a bit earlier. And if you go back at the end of last prep, it's run second up. It was absolutely brilliant. I think that was when it was a good thing beaten. Then it came out and blitzed them. And that it's won over 1,600, mate. So even though it'll be better over further, I just reckon it can win this over 1,500. $12, it's got me tempted. Just because at the end of last prep, we're all thinking, wow, this horse's ceiling's huge. And just seems a bit forgotten here off the back of a lackluster first up run. I'm sure you've probably given Zardo's a bit of thought. I know you gave it a bit of a shout first up, and yeah, I totally agreed with you.
I haven't really had a look at Sydney yet, to be honest, but yeah, again, you've sort of sparked my interest there. What, out of interest, Tom Marquand, how long's he been in Australia this time round, and has he been riding winners? Obviously he was dominant there going back a few years. I forget the name. He had the good the good Haggis horse in the yellow colours that won the Queen Elizabeth. Is he in that sort of form?
He hasn't been here long, so I guess that's a bit of a concern, maybe a week or two. I think he just got here. So he's feeling his way around. But, 54 kegs, barrier 10, not ideal. I just would love to see him maybe land it up on speed, even if it's wide. I just want to see what it's got, because last start it was just never in it. It was last and it was pushed six wide and it was just head wasn't in the game.
Race 10 is a benchmark 88. We've got a really short price favourite here in Tabby Time. Then out to Win Chat and Gently Rolled in the next line of betting, and then a big gap out to horses like So Risque and Raises at $15, $16. Who are you with?
Yeah, definitely Tabby Time with Gibbo. I know it's $1.70. I'd probably suggest to listeners take those first two I said each way, and then maybe the placings of each of those you can throw into Tabby Time. I mean, $1.70 is not much, but this horse just looks so much better than these. My favourite jockey, Gibbo's aboard, and I just reckon he'll win this by a couple of lengths, finish the day off strong. Can see punters absolutely blasting into that late anyways, so I don't think that price will hold up. But, yeah, good multi-banker, mate.
Potentially one to multi in with a horse like Bold Bastille down there at Caulfield Race 6.
I was just thinking that.
I'm not a big multiplayer myself. I think you can get yourself in a little bit of trouble with the shorts, but I know there's plenty out there that do like a multi, like a short leg, two leg multi or three leg multi or whatever. And it's a horse that's going to be up on speed. It was a huge win last start at Flemington. So there's probably worse bets around than a little two leg multi there. All right. I think that covers everything for this week. Good luck to everyone out there, and make sure to give us a follow on our socials, and also have a listen to the boys on the sports podcast. Good luck to you this weekend, Bryce, and to everyone at home.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Good luck, everyone.
As they race up towards the line,
Russell's going 11 like a winner.
With a photo finish between second and third.
Oh.